right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us. Always nice to see Sammy, man.
Always good to be sitting right next to you, Tim Conway
and
Jr.
And tomorrow, Arsenio Hall is coming in.
Woof, woof.
Yeah. Wednesdays with Arsenio.
Lovely.
Wednesdays with Maury.
And don't forget to go see Andrew Dice Clay Saturday, 8 p.m. at the Grove in Anaheim.
Bust your balls.
Right. Bust your balls. All right.
We're going to
be webcasting tomorrow. Is that correct? Oh, wow.
We're
going to
webcast with Arsenio.
We'll get here early then at 8 o'clock. I'll have to wear a nice shirt. You can look at myself in Arsenio Hall all night.
I guarantee you he's going to be wearing red.
What a treat that would be. All right. We have, I have about 8 or 9 friends from, mostly from 3rd grade, some from 6th or 7th grade. And we've been planning a trip to Vegas for a while. And when you email a friend you've known for a long time, there's a lot of, you know, swearing or, you know, colorful language.
Hey, MRFer, what the F is going on?
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we have one guy in the group of friends that I have that never responds to anything, right? And I discovered why. Because he only has a business email address and there's a filter on it.
Oh, right.
So every time I use, you know, F-U or, you know, whatever word.
Right.
It gets filtered out and he never gets the email.
Wow.
So I asked him, I said, well, why doesn't he have a personal email account? Like, we have one for the show. A brand new one, by the way. So if you'd like to email us, Randy Wang will tackle all the emails. It's conwayshow@gmail.com. So email Randy Wang. And bother him. ConwayShow@gmail.com. ConwayShow@gmail.com.
What was that?
ConwayShow@gmail.com. Thank you, Sam. anyway, so I said, well, why doesn't he have a personal email account?
Yeah, that's retarded.
And the word comes back, why do you think he does not have a personal email account?
Well, it's not because he can't afford one, because they're free.
Right.
Because he can't keep track of too many emails?
No, he's pretty good with that.
Some people just like to check one thing and one thing only.
No. His wife won't let him have
what?
One. What? Yeah.
Oh, come on.
That's absolutely true.
Are you serious?
Yes. This is a man with balls?
Well, I thought he had some, but,
So wait, because his wife tells him he can't, he's not.
His wife said, from what I understand, this is hearsay. It's from secondhand information. But from what I understand, he is not allowed to have a personal email account, and his wife has said so.
Okay, can I just stop and ask you something? Has your wife ever forbade you to do something that you did not do?
No.
Yeah. See, that's
just
not normal.
Well, no, my wife has never said, you know, I can't, hey, please don't do this or please don't do that. And I made it pretty clear to my wife, and she made it clear to me before we got married, that we don't clock each other.
In the negotiating phase, you decided.
Yeah,
yes.
I don't ask what time, you know, if she says she can be home at 3 and she's home at 4:30, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, at least she came home.
Yeah, if I say I'm going to be home at midnight, I get home at 1:30.
Well, then I would have to say, hey, what happened?
Why?
Well, you know, that's an hour and a half lost time.
Yeah, but that's why you're single. Because then you say to the guy, what happened?
Well, okay, so then you
the guy's like, F you.
Okay, so that I won't be concerned about you that you had a car accident at midnight and I didn't hear from you for an hour and a half. And so what if you smell like perfume when you walk through the door and you have lipstick on your
collar?
See,
you're more concerned about the perfume than the accident.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, what if you smelled like perfume? Then
yeah.
I'd have to say, hey, where were you?
Yeah, maybe. All right, well, how about this? What if he was just with another chick?
You?
No. If a guy comes home, you said he'd be home at your house at midnight, comes home, smell like perfume. Okay. You see, I went to a strip bar with a couple of guys. No biggie.
That's fine.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I mean, but if all I'm right. expecting him an hour and a half earlier and he's getting lap dances, I think that's a little rude. I mean, I'm at home waiting to give him one. So what, you know, he has to pay money over there. He gets them at home for free.
Sam, you got to relax the rules, man. All of a sudden you get a ring on your finger.
I've had one of those. It's not what it's all cracked up to be. It's not like I'm, you know, whoring out for another one.
All right.
I'm not compromising.
Anyway, this is the same guy. In Las Vegas, we went to Vegas a couple years ago, and he blew through his $200 that he brought pretty quickly. So he said to me, he says, hey, can I borrow $200? And I said, no. I said, I'll give you $200, but you're not going to borrow it.
Wow, can I use that line? Can I borrow $200?
Yeah, I'll just give it to you.
Oh, wow, that was so easy. Can I borrow $500?
Yeah, I'll just give it to you.
Wow.
And if you pay me back, great. If you don't, it doesn't matter. It's your money now. But anyway, that's what like old friends do. You know, old friends don't lend each other, you know, $200.
I'm putting you on speed dial when I need some cash.
Yeah, but I'm talking about friends I've known since third grade.
Well, what about me? I'm a friend you've known for 10 years.
I'd give you $200. You want $200?
When I really need it, I'll hit you up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Call me.
Oh, wow. But, that's nice.
But, you know, anyway, so I gave him the $200. And he says, I'll pay you back. I said, don't worry about it. Just keep the $200. $200, you know. It all evens out at the end of your life.
Yeah.
You know, you borrowed $200 from some guy, some clown borrowed $200 from you.
Yeah.
So he says, I'm going to pay you back, but I got to pay you back $20 a week.
So his wife doesn't find out?
$20 a week for 10 weeks.
Bull.
And I said, why? And he says, $20 is the most he can take out on the ATM without his wife asking.
Oh, come
I swear
on.
To God, it's true.
You do not know a guy like
I
this.
I do know this guy.
This guy is
I could drive you to
moron.
His house right now. He'll confirm it.
Dude.
He's not a moron. He's a very nice guy. He's a great guy. He's just caught.
He's
captured.
He's vagina whipped.
Well, he was captured by the other side got him. He's
penis whipped?
No. I mean, the chicks got him.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, chicks got to him.
Yeah, okay. That's, yeah.
Yeah, they got to him pretty hard.
First time.
Yeah. All right, folks. What are some signs that you've really lost your balls? They have been taken from you. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Is this something that the wife is going to do to the guy or something he just
something
does on his own?
A guy can do. Here's another example of a guy who may have had his testicles removed.
Oh, ooh.
A friend of mine who's married, got two kids, and his wife wanted to go see Sex and the City. And he said, I ain't going. And she said, fine. So she left him at home with the kids. And she went with other friends. And she wanted to go see it again. And she told her husband, my friend, how great the movie is. And he talks her into it. He talks him into it. She talks him into it. I got to stop drinking before the show. But she talks him into going to the movie.
I actually followed you from the first time you said it.
Yeah, I screwed it up, though.
Yeah, that's okay.
But that is a guy who, I'm like, how did that happen? I mean, there would have to be such negotiations going on at my house to get me.
A little backdoor action.
I don't even think that's it. I like that that's the, your the first stop at... And the first and last stop in your negotiations.
Oh.
Nah, Sammy, please.
Well, I'm just saying, you know,
I am married with a daughter.
I understand, but if somebody's asking you to sit through Sex in the City, you best be getting something good in return.
I know, but I don't know. Anyway, so I don't think I could get to Sex in the City. I don't think there's, enough on the plate or enough offers to sit me through this thing.
Now, what do you think of guys that go and get the manicure pedicures with their girlfriends and they sit in the little seat and they get little waxes?
I'm sort of on the fence on that. I haven't gotten them, obviously, myself. But from what I understand, like getting like a manicure or a pedicure is...
You don't think that's emasculating?
I don't know. I mean, I think it is, but I've known some guys that are pretty guyish dudes who do that.
Now, would you manscape?
No, I don't do it.
Okay, so there's no grooming, there's trimming.
I mean, obviously, there's a little grooming. I mean, you know, I'm not going to walk around like a caveman.
Would you wax your chest or wax your arms? You know, because some dudes, they do all that. See, I think that's a little too much. That's you've lost your balls if you're waxing your body.
My my daughter, Sophia, she calls them feathers. She looks at my arm, you know, that has hair on it. She goes, Dad, you're growing feathers.
Oh, that is the most precious, innocent thing.
Here's another one. I know a guy who went with his girlfriend to American Idol, to the American Idol concert.
What's wrong with that?
You know, the concert they put on, they tour
the
nation.
Yeah.
He went to it with her.
Well, clearly she was doing something fantastic later on in the evening.
I don't think she was.
Guys just don't go. Listen, no guy is going to compromise and sit through some chick thing without getting something really stellar in the back
That's
end.
That's not true. They're just, you know, they're just guys that do this kind of crap.
What guy? What guy? What guy?
Guys do it all the time. I don't know.
I want to hear from a guy that does that.
I'll write the name of the guy that did this, all right?
Okay, yeah. Do I know this guy?
Yeah, you know him pretty well.
Ooh.
And I'm not going to say it on the air, okay?
I won't say it either then. Now, which story was this?
This is the American Idol story. What with his girlfriend?
Oh, wow. I thought he was the other story.
No. That's the American Idol guy.
Wow.
All right. Also, here's another real dopey guy move. There's a bachelor party going on. Okay. A bachelor party going on. Mm-hmm. And people are there. They're having a good time. There's three or four strippers. And, you know, the old guys. It's an old guys club. Everyone, you know, knows that, you know, don't tell your wife about anything that goes on. Not that anything major goes on, but you don't want to tell, you know, stories out of school.
Right.
And one of the guys gets too drunk and falls in love with one of the strippers. And he's over in the corner going, you know, I can take you away from this. I can take you away from all of this. You don't have to do this anymore. And I have a friend who does that, too.
Oh.
Falls in love with a stripper. Now, how many times has she heard at a bachelor party, I can take you away from this? She's
sure
not going away with that guy.
Dude, I'm sure it's music to her ears. I'm sure she's only pining away for some guy to say, I want to take you away from all of this.
Yeah, she's like, F you. Just, you know, get back in that room.
Some of the examples that you gave, they all surround like a wife telling you you can't do something. Or guys, you know, lost their balls because the wife doesn't allow them to do something. Or they're afraid of the wife getting into trouble. Are you afraid of anything to...
Of getting
wife?
In trouble?
Yeah, with your wife.
No, I really don't get in trouble.
You don't seem like the type that would get into trouble.
No, I don't, my wife doesn't yell at me. I mean, occasionally she...
You don't rebel anyway? There's no way that you like secretly, you know, do your own guy thing?
I remember my wife got all crazy about 5 years ago because I had a chick call me out of the blue and...
Was it me?
No, it wasn't me.
Okay.
And she said... She left a message like this. Hey, Tim, I haven't seen you in about 4 or 5 years. I just ran across your phone number. Let's try to get together for lunch, sweetie. I miss you, and hopefully we'll see each other soon. All right. Love and kisses. Goodbye. Right? And that's the message she left on my home answering machine.
Gotcha.
So I get home. My wife's like quiet about it, and I didn't even know what she was quiet about. I said, what's going on? She goes, nothing. I said, oh, great. Nothing. I'm out. And, you know, I'm going to grab a beer and watch TV.
Yeah, and girls never say nothing or whatever. It's like a free pass for them to ignore us.
Yeah, but it's great. Once you say nothing's going on, I'm like, oh, fantastic. I thought you were crying about something. Nothing's going on. All right, I'll skate.
Yeah.
So then it comes out that message was left on my answering machine. So she said, who is this girl? And I said, it's a girl that I used to work with at an internet company. And she said, well, she seems very close to you. You guys seem like you've had a past. I said, it's nothing.
Like 5 years ago, though.
I said, it's nothing. I said, don't worry about it. And she said, well, I want to know who that is. And I said, all right, I actually know where this chick works. I'll take you and I'll introduce you to her.
No.
Yeah. So we get in the car. She worked at a Barnes & Noble at the time.
No.
Drive down to Barnes & Noble. Or Barnes & Noble?
Yeah.
Nobles?
Yeah. Either one.
Noble? We get there. We walk in. And
did you recognize her?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I didn't say anything to her. I just like crept around the corner. I wanted to see if she was working that day, and she was.
Right.
And I said to my wife, I said, see that girl down there who's like leaning down, putting the books back on the shelf? That's her who left the message. She goes, that's her? I said, yeah. She's 350 pounds. I said, you want to meet her? And she said, no.
Dude, you know what? That probably wasn't even the girl. You probably were looking for some big fat chick. And you're like, oh, good. There's one. That's her.
Missed her opportunity to meet her. She'll never know. All right. How have you lost your balls, or perhaps your friend has lost them? You once had them and now they're gone. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, here's a guy, and I'm not bragging here, but I'll show you a guy that still has his nuts. I have a friend who's getting married, and I was invited to the wedding, and I thought, you know, a bunch of the guys who said, hey, let's try to go to this wedding by ourselves, leave the wives at home, and I said, all right, let's do that. And the wedding's not in California. We have to take a plane to get there. And I said to my wife, I said, hey, I'm going to go to this wedding.
That doesn't sound normal.
Why?
guys, everybody brings a date to a wedding. What guys are going to a wedding solo?
We wanted to go solo, like five or six of us. So I said to my wife, I said, I'm a bunch of the guys are going without their wives. I'm going to go to this wedding alone. And she's like, who's going alone?
Yeah, that doesn't sound normal.
And I said, well, you know, Mark, Matt, and a couple of other guys here. And she goes, none of those guys are married. That's why they're going alone.
Hello?
And I said, well, just don't worry about it. I'm going to go alone and, you stay here with
That's
the,
rude.
Stay here with the kid.
No.
And you know what her response was?
What?
That's fine.
She didn't really want to go.
Nah, she goes, listen, we have a beautiful 2.5-year-old daughter. And my wife loves being with our daughter as much as I do. And she said, I don't think I could be away for 4 days anyway.
Yeah, she doesn't want to go to that crazy wedding.
Yeah.
She wants
so
to be
she
with
goes,
her kid.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Now, all the other guys, they were supposed to all, tell their wives that we're all going single. All their wives are going now. The only guy going alone.
See? It was a right. bad idea from the get-go.
I know.
Now, did you lose your balls by agreeing to go wifeless? And then everybody's bringing their wives and you're the only idiot without a wife now?
I'm not the only idiot. I'm going to enjoy myself.
But where'd your balls go?
They're going to be with me at the wedding.
You're like a sheep you followed, and then now you're the only one.
No, who was I following?
The other six guys that weren't bringing.
Yeah, six guys all said, let's not bring our wives. Let's go alone. And I said, I'm in.
Okay, but
and
wait. They and those all, guys were
they
single.
They all said, no, some are married.
Okay, gotcha.
They are all now bringing their wives. And I'm not bringing my wife. How is that losing my balls?
Because you followed their lead and was like, okay, I'm not going to bring my wife. And now everybody's bringing their wife and you're the only one not with a wife going.
Right. So who lost their balls?
They did. They're all bringing their wives.
Right.
Okay, it took me a minute.
Okay.
For a minute, I thought it was you. I realize it was all of them.
It is.
You stuck
it
by
is
your
simple
balls.
Simple logistics, Sammy.
You kept your balls. How did I go wrong?
All right. Sam Phillips, everybody. All right. How have you lost the nuts? What have your wife, your girlfriend do? Or perhaps you have a friend who's completely lost them. 520-9710. Let's talk to Mike before we go to break. Mike and Rasidi are on 97.1.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, so my friend, he's a guy friend of mine. He is in a relationship with another man. He's gay, and he was my good friend before this, and now I never get to see him. This guy has got him by the balls.
Well, he's here every night from 8 to 11. He's running the board. Why don't you just come down and see him here?
I never meant to not talk to you anymore.
Conway, no.
He needs time.
Yeah, that sucks, dude. I can't believe that.
We used to hang out. We used to go to West Hollywood all the time, get wasted, have a blast.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you're a gay guy.
Yeah.
All right, and he's gay.
Yeah.
But
and now,
just friends.
Now that he's in a relationship, you never get to see him anymore.
Huh.
Exactly. I mean, I wasn't into him. We fooled around every, once, but I wasn't really into him. But I loved him as a friend. And he's got this new guy, Jay, who always just wants to hang out with him. And really, he's got him.
Now, when you say you fooled around, like you'll just be watching like the Tony Awards and... And all of a sudden, you guys are hitting it?
Oh boy.
Okay, well, let's not use that term.
I'm sorry.
But you never went all the way.
No, we never went all the way. It's a little kissing, little hand action, but not too much.
Oh, ba-boom. Well, I'm sorry you lost that.
Yeah, I really miss him. And it's a shame, a lot of people think that only girls can get, capture guys and just take them away from their buddies. But sometimes
gay guys can do it, too.
Yeah, how
gay
long
guys
is this,
can affect guys.
How too. Long has this guy been out of your life?
We used to, about a year now. And we used to hang out pretty much at least three times a week.
Oh, man. Wow. You know what, dude? You're better off without him.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
There's another great guy out there for you, Mike.
Thank you, guys.
You pull up those...
bootstraps. Jock straps.
Whatever straps.
strap-on.
Pull up the strap-on.
You pull up whatever you pull up, and you get yourself another friend you can bang around with.
Thank you, guys.
All right, man. You take care of yourself,
Mike. Bye,
Mike. All right. There he goes.
Aw. He was cute, that little Mike.
Yeah, I like that dude.
Yeah.
All right. How have you lost the balls, gang? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is sitting here.
Hey, hey.
We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us.
Hey!
Yeah!
Yeah, little buddies!
Have you lost your balls, ma'am? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Here's another one. When guys go out on a date, like let's say a guy goes on a date with you.
Yeah.
First date, he has a good time, you have a good time. And the next day, you get flowers from him.
Oh, that's great!
It is?
You think that guy has no balls?
I don't know.
It's come on.
Not a good sign.
I mean, that's a reward. I bet he did good.
I bet he does it and doesn't tell any of his friends he did it. Flowers after a first date? It's a lunatic.
Well, what did I do on that first date?
I don't know. What'd you do, Sammy?
What if I put out?
Have you?
Hell yeah.
On first dates?
That's the only time I put out.
Really?
Yeah. It's in the first date. And it's nice to get rewarded for that.
Have you ever had sex with a guy and you didn't know what his name was?
Yeah, all the time.
Really?
Yeah. You mean during or after?
Both.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean you'll meet a guy.
I think his name's Joe.
And you don't know what his first or last name is, but you hit it off with him. You go back to your place. You have sex with him and he leaves. You go, God, I didn't even know what that guy's name was.
Before that, I look at his wallet to see what his license said, just in case.
Wow.
Yeah.
You get out there, huh?
I've been putting myself out there. I do. I try.
Yes, you do, Sam.
I get around.
All right. Also, a guy that spends more than $100 on a pair of jeans. That's a goofy guy. That's like that true religion.
You know what? How much are your jeans? I bet you they're Levi's.
These jeans were $19, I think.
Oh, come on. From where? Yeah, but look, they don't fit you very well. Let me see your ass in those.
I think they're Costco.
Yeah, but Costco has designer jeans.
Nah. They have Kirkland.
Let me tell you something.
That Adam Akadosius calls me Tim Kirkland Jr.
That's very
funny. How dare he?
But you know
what?
Smack
that kid in the head.
I think that it behooves a man to invest in a nice pair of jeans. Seriously.
Get out of here, Sammy.
No, I'm serious.
You want to turn guys into women.
No, I don't.
You're a lesbian.
Well, I have been, but not now. I'm responding to the female in me and the male in you, and it looks just nice with the jeans all tight around the package.
Tom in Santa Barbara, you're on 97.1.
Oh, good God. Tim, thanks for this topic.
Thank you, sir.
Sammy, you're a character. I got to tell you, I've never seen your picture, but you sound very interesting.
I'm hot.
Yeah. Listen, how I like.
You don't sound very convinced, buddy. I'm a penthouse pet. I am hot.
I don't want to see your picture because you sound great to me the way you are.
Tim, don't I look better than I sound?
And you were a pet in 2003.
Well, 1993.
No, I'm sorry, 1993.
Yeah, but that wasn't too far ago. Long ago. Right. Mm.
15.
Yeah.
Well, listen, how I lost them is a little too tragic to tell. I'm gonna cut right to the climax, and I'll tell you how I got them back. And this is going to sound radical and controversial. What I did is...
Did you kill her?
My grandfather gave me this advice. Now, you might say, well, he's old-fashioned, but he made a lot of sense. He said, a woman gains a lot of power when she gives a man what he ultimately wants. So, the strategy is to be a little on the conservative side for a guy, and not actually get all that you want. And in that way, you retain your masculinity, you retain your power.
By not getting what you want?
Please.
What?
I know.
Isn't that the ultimate, though?
I don't know if that is the ultimate for most guys.
For most normal men, they want oral. And if you can look at it as a kind of going over the top act, as a kind of addiction, you can step back from that and say to yourself, there's got to be a cost to this. There's got to be a trade-off. And in the real world, as it turns out, when you do that with your wife, she gains the upper hand. you don't let her go all that way, you retain your masculinity. Now, it's
and you had this discussion with your grandpa?
My grandpa? I had been married 5 years, and he said, you know, this is the kind of conversation I think you and I can have now.
Oh, Bumbo. I feel uncomfortable having that with my grandfather.
He told me a few examples.
Just talk to my dad about my grandfather about fishing.
Well.
I love fishing.
It worked, and I...
All right, we get it, dude. And how'd you get him back, though? Did you just, what'd you do?
I went cold turkey. I simply said, no more sodomy, to put it bluntly, to put it in old-fashioned terms. Huh. And lo and behold, in a few months, it turned out she really never wanted to do that. And I think it was her way, you know, getting...
I'm so confused. He's refusing sex, and then he's got power in that.
I don't know.
That's what he's saying.
The guy was too confusing for me.
If you don't,
so his grandfather told him to mellow out.
His grandfather told him.
That's not what grandfathers are for. Grandfathers are talking about fishing and auto racing and relax.
So don't take what you really want, and then you've got the power. It makes no sense.
Who cares? Karina in Westchester, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, baby.
Hey, listen. So I love my brother-in-law, but he has no balls whatsoever.
Uh-oh.
I was married about 3 weeks ago. And to begin, the guy can't go anywhere without his kids. He can't go have dinner with his brother without bringing his three kids along, which is a shame.
Well, how old are his kids?
Nine. Let's see. 9, 4, and 2.
Yeah. You know what? Do you have any kids?
I don't.
Yeah, well, you have kids, you have no idea. Like
if the brother says, if my husband says, hey, bro, I want to go have a beer and watch the game, or whatever the case may be, kids aren't appropriate.
Don't you do something with your brother without Sophia, ever?
Dude, yeah. I love my daughter, and today, when I promised my daughter that I would take her, she likes Baronis out in the valley.
Aww.
And I said to her this morning, I said, hey, you want to go have dinner at Baronis? And she goes, yeah, she loves those square pizzas, man. So I said, all right, we'll go around, we'll leave the house around 5, lead from 5 to 6, then my wife will take you home. And
she's 2 and she follows all of that?
Yeah.
From 5 to 6?
Please, she's great. And then all of a sudden I realized, ooh, the Laker game's on.
Ooh.
And I said, well, I made a commitment to my daughter, and the truth is I'd rather have dinner with my daughter than watch a Laker game, game 6.
Yeah, that's if the Lakers won.
No, it's absolutely true.
This is you hanging out with your doctor to begin with, though.
Yeah,
but if he says, hey, you know, I want to go have dinner with you, I mean, I've offered step in and to say, well, I'll watch the kids for you if you guys want to go hang out for an hour.
Maybe he's using the kids as a crutch.
I know. Listen, you know what?
I won't step in.
I know. Karina, I'm not going to get down on the guy. Until you have kids, you have no idea what it's like to have, you know, that kind of love and that kind of commitment.
And I don't have kids, but you can't use the kids as a crutch either. Like, if the guy's never doing anything alone with his brother.
Until you have kids, you can't talk about it. But once you have kids, like, for instance, my daughter, I want to spend, you know, time with her and have dinner with her and my wife. And I thought, you know, my daughter's growing up. It seems like she grows up like an inch every day. She's getting to be so tall and so mature. And I know that the Lakers in 20 years will still be playing these games. But in 20 years, I'm not going to have a 2.5-year-old around the house. I'm going to have a 22-year-old.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yes.
When you go to Vegas with your 6 little buddies with no wives, are you bringing the kid?
No.
Well, there you go. Point. You have to do something alone without your child. That's the only point that she was making.
I'm just telling you that until you have kids, you have no idea.
But you still make time for your buddies.
I don't like to make time for anybody.
You make guy time.
I like to sit with that kid of mine.
I like Tom Rockets.
I know you do, baby.
Boy, I like Tom.
Oh, my God. What was that? Play that again.
Boy, I like Tom.
Blow me up, Tom.
Oh, my God. What are you teaching this kid?
She listens to Lycus in the car. She picks it up.
Oh,
I like Tom Rockets.
Yeah. I know you do, sweetie. We listen to Lycus on the way to work.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
She said that one day in the car. We were driving, and it was a commercial. I turned it down a little. And she goes, Daddy, I like Tom Lycus.
I like Tom Lycus.
2.5.
That's crazy.
All right, we'll take some more of your phone calls here. We come back. How have you lost the balls? Admit it. You lost them. 888-520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is sitting right there.
Yes, I am, 2 feet away from you.
And we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us.
Oh, yes, I am, buddy.
You can check her out on our own website.
Oh, boy.
What is it?
It's 971freefm.com.
That's your website?
No, that's your website.
What's your website?
I don't have a website.
You don't have one.
The station has one.
Yeah. All right. You lost your balls. How'd that happen? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Here's a sign that you may not have any. You're 40-plus years old, and you've never been to a racetrack, either Hollywood Park, Santa Anita.
That means you don't have balls? Doesn't that just mean you don't get out a lot?
Nah, it means you
you're not very cultured.
Avoided the track for your first 40 years. I don't know how that happens.
What if you go to a casino, but you don't go to the track? Do you
still
not have
balls?
Gotta
get to the track. Gotta get to the track!
Oh.
Ron in Arizona, you're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
Oh, man. Thank you for taking the call.
Thanks for calling, man.
Jimmy, you rock.
Thank you, sir. How hot is it where you are?
Well, you know, I got home from work this evening, and it was up about 105.
Not bad.
Wow. Like
at 9 p.m.
Oh, that's God. Terrible.
Yeah, you know what? It's
a dry heat.
And I'm going to use the same word that I'm going to describe Sammy.
Uh-oh.
Stellar. I absolutely love it.
Wow.
So, you know, having said that, the whip thing, the nutless thing. I married fairly late in life. I guess it was like about 31. At that time, you know, this gal picked me out. She hustled me up. We met in a bar, right? And here's the gig. We moved in together, actually rather rapidly. But
how soon?
I would say after about 3 months. Is that too quick?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And
well, at that time, I didn't think it was. I mean, I was rushed. I was blindsided. She was very good looking. And
didn't work out, let me guess.
Let me put it this way. It was kind of the point where we were talking about my future ex-wife. So, I mean, the telltale signs were when she met me, you know, man, I rode a bike, wore leather. Yeah, I mean, I'm not.
I had a heart attack.
God, is he okay?
I don't know. Frank in East L.A., you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys, how you guys doing?
All right, dude.
Hey, you know, I don't know what the whole topic was tonight, but I turned on the station right now, and you were talking to him about, you know, kicking back with your daughter. And, you know, I was telling your screener, man, you know, I'm a pretty manly dude. You know, I do a lot of things. I coach football. I play it. I do the whole nine, you know. But sometimes there ain't nothing better in the whole world, like you said, Tim, and is kicking back with your kids, man. I got three daughters, and, you know, I'm watching all kind of girly shows with them. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, if that means that I'm a sissy or whatever,
I'll take it.
Try saying that to my face, because, like you said, they're not going to be 13, 5, and 2 forever, brother.
I know, man.
Much as I want to get to the track and I want to go to this fight, you know, when my little girl's going to ask me, Daddy, can you stay home? Or, Daddy, you know, let's watch this together. The great thing about my kids is they'll be like, hey, there's a football game on, or the Lakers are playing. So,
you know,
it's the greatest thing to sit there with your kid and eat pork rinds.
Yeah, my favorite thing to do is, you know, when my daughter wakes up in the morning and then she'll take a nap between 2 and 3. My favorite thing is to slide in there and have her take the nap in my bed, in our bed, and sleep next to her with the fan on, and she just cuddles up, into my arm and holds on to me. And there's nothing like that. I mean, there's nowhere I'd rather
be. Nothing in the world, man. Yeah. It's precious, man. I'm the richest dude in the world, and I can be broke, sick, tired, maimed, or injured. But they come home, and it doesn't matter how crappy my day's been, they run to the car, and they're screaming, Daddy. You know, I got my 13-year-old's getting ready to go to high school, and she's still, you know, she still treats me like the king of the house, and my 5-year-old, you know.
You got three girls?
Thing, man. Three girls,
yeah,
brother.
No, the daughters will always be your best friends.
Oh, man, yeah, and it's the greatest thing. I mean, I'm outnumbered in my house. I got five women in my house.
Oh, boy.
Wow. My mother and my fiance. So,
oh,
you know, it's tough, brother, but, you know, they treat me like the king that I am.
Now, I don't know if you wanted to have kids before you had them. I never wanted to have a child, but as soon as I did, something changed in me.
It changes you, man. Your priorities get together, brother. I'll do for them before I do for myself anytime, day of the week, and if you're not, you can't get with that, then there's something really wrong with you being the word father, you know?
See, absolutely. Frank said he couldn't go to the track. So he still has his balls, though, because he hangs out with his daughters.
I go to the track with my daughter.
Oh, how about that one, Frank?
Hey, man, if you can go to, maybe she's a lucky bet. I don't know. Maybe she could tell you who's going to win. I don't know.
She's terrible. She's like me. One of the worst handicappers around. She's got that Conway blood in her.
I tell her, I'm like, hey, I tell my little one, sit down next to me and tell me who's going to win today. You know, and
oh, yeah.
My daughters will sit down and they're like, let's root and cheer and stuff. And
I have my daughter's 2.5, and I took her to the track last time. And on the way home from the racetrack, this is a true story, she was in the back seat, and she was going, come on with this three. Come on with this three.
What?
Come on with this three.
No, oh, is she imitating you?
She's imitating me.
Wow.
I coach football for a pretty big, you know, for the big boys at the park, and we'll come home from a game, and my daughters will be like, man, your boys creamed those guys. They had nothing. They were a bunch of sissies.
Yeah. Hey, hold on a sec, buddy. You're a great call. We're going to give you a prize here. Family four-pack. You can take all your daughters.
Oh, that's awesome.
To the Chibas USA battle when they battle New York Red Bulls at the Home Depot Center June 28th. Visit CD Chibas. Website cdchibasusa.com for all the latest in Major League Soccer action. It's June 28th at the Home Depot Center, so get on out there, gang. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, everybody, it's the John and Jeff Show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. John and Jeff are with us from the John and Jeff Show. What's happening on the big program tonight, fellas?
Hey, hey. Tonight, we got a 52-year-old woman suing Victoria's Secret because she was injured by her G-string.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's what happens when you wear a slingshot.
Oh, bubba. All right, John and Jeff are coming up immediately here. Thanks for coming in, Sam Phillips.
Thank you for having me, Conway.
We'll see you in a couple weeks there, darling.
Yeah, see you next Tuesday.
You're the best. And I'll see you tomorrow right after Lycus. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Man, Andrew Dice Clay comes
right
on
thing?
Shortly after that,
yeah,
so get your
listen.
Tickets, goddammit. Buy those tickets!
Wow.
How long is the show on? 2 hours a night?
Three more hours. 714-714-2700. 714. Wait, you're not done. You could have gotten here at 8 like you were effing scheduled to.
What time did
you
I
had
get
another
here?
20 minutes!